Bali Shur Das Terra, Sharshlishi Das Terra, Parashmini. Kelavan al Maus, Sechel Anushi. Nisbenanon, told us the Sechel. Okay, let's follow the story of the Sechel. Arishan Hoya Yitzur Nevuvi. He was created on the level of where he had naturally direct communication from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay. Mehechel Norma the Dabra, where did Arishan learn to speak from? Hoysel Aruch Ramalala. So Arishan put the ability to speak within him. He had a Ruach which speaks. This is his natural knowledge came with that.
The major sense is that Hashem taught him to speak with Allah.
I'm not a bucky in anything, but I'm definitely not a bucky in Medrash.
I could have made it up.
It's a mile of Medrash.
He's taking it much more than
the way usually is understood.
Ruach means ability to speak.
Right.
He's saying that more than ability, he's actually speaking. There has to be some way for him to learn how to speak Ruach HaKadosh, that's for sure.
So it sounds like
besides just ability to.
Ruach the Bosh, I love Omer al Shroshe, called the Royim, Rosalem Shavers. Malachim were not able to be armed on each thing what its name really is. Al-Risha was able to have the knowledge, the ability, the clarity to look at something, understand what it's about, and give it its true name. That the other person is given six mitzvahs. That's where he was hiding from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What do you mean? He wasn't hiding physically. He was hiding, but he wasn't ready to face HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He didn't want to accept the Nebuah. It didn't work. Even after Chet, he wasn't Nifkam to the point that the world became impossible. The Zeus was Manshal Hester upon him. Ayakov. Asher the Leviim Gedarlin Kora Shishichu Nafsha Minega Kela Hasig the world Loi Motzu Chalim Me Hashem. She was Shal Elabare Hoya the Rishon Kigmula Lai Imi. It was the total child parent relationship, child mother relationship. The child called the Mora Yisburk, called Rega, the different Mibura Yisburk, Bekirva to me. Okay.
Well, how do you know? Is that the part because it says Echa there? Or is that?
Yeka.
Yeka means that's the part.
Yeka.
That was Hashem said that. Adam region. It wasn't Adam region who said that. Hashem.
That's true. So it means that there were some elements of distance.
Uh-huh. Did you read Rabbi Feldman's book, Biblical Questions? He has one on this.
Okay.
He goes through all these pointed questions from Hashem. Where are you?
So, you probably had it in getting the book.
I borrowed it. Yeah.
Okay. Which means Ha'adam Roya is Atzmai Ki Yitzur Atzmai Nifra Mibarai. I know Oid B'matzah Shel Kigmul Alai Imi Mitzach Atzai Shalahem Minis Artelo Haimena.
I'm not sure if we do that.
Nifchu Einav Hu Raya Atzmai Vimiti Usay Ho Aruma Rega Zeh Nerlid Hasechel Anushi Miat Ein Oid Hanavua Mahnigosa Kikmula Lai Imoy Is Galabai Kerch Hamanhigoy Hu Oimid Brishus Atzmai Okay. That's a very fascinating thought process. There's the Velt says like this. The Velt says that there's a phrase in the Velt, seeing is believing. And we pointed out multiple times that's not true. I see it, I don't have to believe it. So I don't need a thought process when something is obvious in front of me. Obviously, I need my mind should function, that I shouldn't be, functioning like a moron, I can't understand something. I don't need a thought process when it's obvious. That which is seichel, the chiddush of seichel is that I can think something through when it's not obvious. That I understand the metzias in front of me. He's not seeing that as what we call seichel. He's seeing that as that's the brain functioning normally. The person has a kerach of seichel, it means he can think something through when it's not obvious. He can weigh the possibilities and study them and come to a decision, and figure something out. Unreason was given the level of understanding to look at something and know what it is. He didn't sit there and declare, maybe it's a daiv, maybe it's a zeh. I have right to the daiv, I have right to zeh. He wasn't thinking, he was seeing. He had a clarity of sight. He was able to, the brush made his natural ability to see something with that level of clarity. Great, wonderful. That ended when the full state of the Rosh giving him the view of the world through Nebuah ended. Now he has to think things through. So that's what he was going to say in the next paragraph. That's when he became a Boicher. That's when, now he has to push it. It's not obvious. He has to think it through and figure it out. But the Rosh gave him the Kehli, which does that. That's the Kehli called Seif. But after the chet, ready to new ball game. Hanash Mulasov at Malava is time of a yetzer. We are the leaf curb at time of a burda. Okay. The sort of seichel is the ability to think something through and come to a clear figuring out what the reality is. If the world is not clouded, there's no process of seichel. That's the seeing is not believing. Seeing is seeing. Again, there's a person whose mind is b'chal not functional. That's not seichel. That's not a lack of seichel. Right? Even in the colloquial terms, we refer to seichel as common sense, right? Which we the Velt says common sense is not so common. Right? It's available to think things through clearly. That which is obvious, I don't need seichel to figure that out. So were it not for the Adam now needing to think things through and make decisions in the world where things are not clear, there's no walking for the process of seichel. Baruch Yavachira, he is son of seichel and Anushi. In a bechira, niya adam oimer mishus atzmoi u'mikvaseha niskala bikir b'her seichel. So bechira was now it's the time where. The Yetzirah came along as the word Mibachutz affected on Rishon. However, that works according to Ramban. But whatever that process was, the Ramban said that wasn't the natural state of being of the person. That state of the person was he had a clarity and he saw what was true, what was false. He knew what was Emes and what was Sheker, and he did it. So he wasn't really a Bercher yet. So the process of seichel is irrelevant at that point in time.
He wasn't. he didn't have any thought process.
Again, when I tell you that, you know, I look around the room and I count that there's 10 people, that's a level of thought process.
Right. So how
that's not seichel. I don't need seichel for that.
How did he manage to even raise the dice without it?
So, I mean, that was the problem. How do you understand that how, according to Ramban, that Adam did the right thing, but how exactly did the Yitzhar come to him? And the Nochash, Satan, Yitzhar deal and create this reality, if he's saying that his natural instinct was totally was automatically do the right thing, his natural understanding was that, and he lived with the world of Emes and Sheker. So I'm going to call Emes and Sheker, and this is Sheker, and I'm saying it is Emes. Like, what's happening? So that's Mekal. You have to work on according to Rambam.
You can't say he didn't have Taiva, but he did have Bechira. That's not possible.
Well, the Rambam is not learning like that.
Rambam and Chumash.
Rambam and Chumash.
He said he doesn't have bechira.
He says la'asid lavoi mashiach, when some point of the process after mashiach comes, the person is going to do the right thing b'tivoi, just like on a rishon kadam echad. So he doesn't necessarily say it's an issue of time. He says that the person will do the right thing b'tivoi, because that's a giyam hashem em chayfes, because there's no bechira, because you're doing the right thing b'tivoi. There's no chayfes anymore.
Right, but then right. Okay, go.
So, I mean, he says it in Bereishis a little bit, but he says later on in the Devarim, you know, much more Bereishis.
Okay. Well, it was Bashman what you
said. He said they're not going to come to the
market. Okay. But at the moment when he ate Tzadas, he perceived himself as being distinct from a Kaddish Baruch Hu. We discussed the sales pitch of the Sultan wasn't totally shaker. It went out of works. The man's most basic desire is to exist, because intrinsically we don't really exist. So there are two paths how to exist, and like most paths in life, one of them is difficult to start with and very smooth at the end. One of them is very smooth at the beginning and difficult at the end. I have the path of Bittul goes against all my instincts. By me mavadin to Kodesh Baruch Hu, I feel like I have no independence, I have no own existence, I'm nothing. The reality is, through that process you connect to Kodesh Baruch Hu and you become real, and now you exist. The other path is to choose to go your own path and not be mavadin to Kodesh Baruch Hu, and then I feel very much like I'm independent and I have existence. The reality is you end up with nothing. But when the Nachash came and said Isim Kelukim, which means Yotzei Olamos, you're going to become a person who's going to be a source of Olamos, that wasn't false. That's man's destiny. Right? Just what he was telling was that the way you become the Yotzei Olamos is by choosing, which means you become a primary source, as it were, within the world that we live. Obviously, you know, by forging your own path. That was his sales pitch. That. You, when you avow yourself to Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Yitzhak Elohim, Adam Rish, that was hidden from Adam Rish. That's what Noach was able to hide from Adam Rish.
I don't even know what I drew.
But that's a natural instinct of the person, that he understood that the Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu is really the right thing for him. So even the result says, what Noach sold him was a very small. That choosing as a distinct independent being the right thing is a much greater act of Mimam HaKadosh Baruch Hu than doing it b'tivoi. So it's kedai for you to one time do something wrong, so therefore you will not now become a person who's a boicher b'toyim, and that's a greater act of imam of Kadosh Baruch Hu, because Arishan understood instinctively there's no other purpose in life than that. Of course, once the Yetzer Hara got into him, that clarity was lost. Right? So this obviously he had ability to make a thought process. Right? But the thought process was all, quote unquote, appealing to his instincts. So our thought process, sadly, is not necessarily appealing to our instincts. The thought process is you're weighing the has been connected story, etc. I'm not naturally inclined towards the tzad ha-toyv. I have to figure out why to do the tzad hara, which is what Al-Rishon had to go through. Right? We, most of us, I don't know about you, but the most of us, it's all around. Right? The Russian put in us an ability to push it, think through and find the MS. That's much more relevant than the world where that's not clear than the world that's clear. Almost all Russian's thought process was used against him, not for him, because his natural instinct would be not to go get to the report. The fellow stands at the edge of the cliff, right, and says, "I can't jump." Right? Because it's very clear that there's a natural instinct to live, and this is going to destroy that. Right? The person who's confused, the thought process goes along and says, "You know what? It's not worth living anymore. I give up my life." He's fighting himself. That's what Marishan was. So I don't need a thought process, and if anything, the thought process is confused, as it were, to come up with these things. After the chet, that's not how it worked anymore. So that's when you really push had to use seichel to come to the world of clarity, understanding. That's when the seichel really becomes a functional part of your being. Okay.
Can I just ask, we always, when we talk about like the whole Adam Rishon and the chet, we kind of leave out like Chava's role in it. But like really, the Chumash just makes it seem like, you know, the whole discussion was with her, the whole test was with her, and he gave it to her too. Like he just, I mean, he slipped it to him, and he just went along with her. That's how the Chumash makes it. So how do we get all this other dialogue in there?
Well, Nachash said to that and you eat of Yisim Kelokim. Right? They told he the Nachash clearly said this. Rashi said that really he wanted to say it to Adam, but he figured he'll tell to Chava, and Chava will tell to Adam. Right now, in regards to what conversation took place between Chava and Adam, we don't have any record. Like the Torah is not a history book, so the Torah says that she gave to Adam and he ate. Yes, that's true. We don't know what she said to him. It wasn't like, you know, she served him suffering afterwards.
It makes it seem like she ate it, and then he joined her.
She gave to him to eat also. That's a mistake. In the sense of that, the fact that the Torah records something doesn't mean that there must be a way that it happens simply.
Then we have to understand why it's going through her and how the shot fits in with
it. Well, what went through her was the conversation with the Nachash. But the conversation with the Nachash is what the Mefarshim are explaining. The Chava was in the same madriga as Adam in regards to this clarity.
So we can just replace that with Chava's mind.
Right. It's the same conversation. And then she was able to then pass it on to Adam. The Amish Roshan would say that, you know, she whined and wheedled, etc. Okay, but whatever that means. Okay.
You just wonder if the Nachash would have gone straight to Adam, would he have failed? I mean, it seems like it was something to do with Nashim, like the title of the Nashim, or something to do with the it had to be the persuasion of the woman to the man.
Well, that's what I'll say, that Isha was the Noach Lispatois, and then she'd be able to convince her husband. Okay, now look what he says the next step. Kerch nifl. Mokam on the bush, Idrichas other me mao, and he go a sechel, kerch atzmi. Okay, so at the simple understanding, what happened was nowadays they do with there's Adam, right, 1.0, and now there's Adam 2.0. Adam 2.0 is much more damaged goods than 1.0, right? That's a simple understanding. So what Volba is suggesting that when the Rosham put Seichel in the place in Adam as the vehicle for him to do this, it wasn't that this is a total step down. It was a replacement process. You cannot use the Ruchnum anymore. I'm going to give you a vehicle which will allow you to come to find the Emes. Just the way, in the same way, Karach Nevoa was able to give that to you automatically. Now it's not automatic. You're going to have to work to get it. But when you work to get it, you're going to get it. It's not going to. The result will be as clear, as understood as the Ruchnum. The Karach Nevoa. I don't know whether he brings, how does he know that this is true? Right? Because the Morris is going to say, Morris is Chochma to Minavi. It means that there is the Karach of Chochma of this, means this ability to think that this through can give you a clarity which even a Novi doesn't have. So it's not in any way. It's a diminishing of man in the sense of that we lost the goof had the instinct of figuring this thing out, that the natural whole being of the person got it, but we saw the vehicle the person gave to replace it. It is as effective as the other one. Okay, so the Rebbe says that that which a person is able through so sikhloi to come to clarity is the matana that the Rosh put inside man, which allows, this is now the vehicle how man touches God. So the Rosh gave the person the vehicle to figure out what he has to figure out through the person's seichel. I say it like this. The way I real Baal Batish, I once had a conversation with this fellow Muslim from, he says, like, I don't know why I have to read all this. I have a natural instinct to figure out what's right and what's wrong, you know. Oh, that's nice. Why? Why is it that you have a natural instinct to figure out what's right and what's wrong? Let's say you're right. I'll give you that. You know, in general, mankind leaving out the distractions of the world and the times of the world, etc. Take everything out, we tend to find the emes. Where'd that come from? The Rosh put in ourselves that vehicle that we will find the emes through the seichel. So we will push it, be able to connect to Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Rosh is talking to us through the seichel. He's directing us and guiding us. We're giving us this thing called seichel, which allows us to see the emes. That's a tremendous matana. The Ramchal says it in his way. He says that the Rosh made the seichel and the Torah, which is the emes, to fit each other. And when it does, you don't understand something in the Torah is because there's some klipa of tuma which is blocking. And your harvanya and your davening is to break through that, so you can that the natural instinct of the seichel anushi to understand the Torah will come through. It's the natural state should be that my seichel should figure out the emes. If it's not, there has to be some static messing it up. And your job is to break through the static. It's not like, well, I have to figure out the emes. The natural instinct in my mind will be, I will get the emes. It shouldn't be good. The thought process of the Rav Chaim, Derech Eitz Chaim, he writes that lashon. don't tend to think of the Harbanya as the break of Klipa. That's from Tal's right to say that.